On the last episode of Kingdom Come.
Who do you think you are? Some lucky rat who walks out of the war without a whisper, then tries to seduce me like I'm some tradable whore? I can't be weak. Not like this.
You're her little knight. But I know the real you. Good boy.
Not bad, eh? You're lucky that the blacksmith owes me one. Managed to get you the good stuff. The base material is something called lapis tears. Flexible, yet tougher than a stone golem's sack. You'll be able to take some real damage now and not even flinch. Ah, you're cute when you're all grateful. You're welcome. Still can't believe Justinia held such a grand ceremony for you. Even I didn't get that much fanfare when I became captain of the Queen's Guard. Had to share my moment with the new Mother Superior of the Church of the Setting Sun. Damn right I was pissed about it. But Justinia insisted, plus the Mother Superior's wrath is legitimately God-given, so at least a view was good. Don't go getting any funny ideas. Remember, you're mine now. You're only allowed to lust over my tits. Got it? Good boy. Come here. There's the stuff. Still gets me on a high every time we kiss. Am I going soft? As if. If it weren't for the fact we're only a stone's throw from the castle, I'd rip off that shiny new armor of yours and ride you until you forgot how to speak. Still, you owe me. After the ceremony, you spent all night with Justinia. I could hear her moaning through every wall. Must have bred her 10 times over. Naughty little lamb. Don't forget, I'm here too. I can't go against the queen, but... Which is why I arranged for this day out. Sure, it's under the pretense of showing you around Brightfall, which isn't necessarily a lie, but... How else am I meant to get you alone when Justinia steals you away every second of every day? That woman, I swear she's greedier than a goblin sometimes. True, most goblins don't have an ass that gigantic. Shit, I shouldn't laugh. Chop the hand off a noble who said the same thing last week. I'm kidding. I just knocked him out. Jeez, I'm not that much of a savage. Now, come on. We've got a ways to walk. If I tell you where you're going, then it's not going to be a surprise. Hold your horses. It took some time and effort to arrange, but it's fine. You deserve it. You survived the war. Came home and became a knight in under 7 moons. And, you know, we happened. So I'm allowed to treat my man when I want to. No, I don't want to hold hands. Not in public. You can, I don't know, occasionally grab my waist while pretending to investigate something. Just don't make it too obvious. Need to keep up the Crimson Calandra persona, you know. Jeez, you're such an ass. And you're lucky you look so good in bed. Otherwise, all these little teases would not end well for you. We're heading over the canal bridge into the older sections of the capital. Folks call it Shadow Town. It used to be a pillar of criminal activity and dirty dealings. We washed away the filth recently and gave it back to those who could make the most use out of it. Now, it's somewhat respectable. Unless you're from the church, they consider it a den of sin and vice. Taverns, brothels, gambling dens, you name it. This place is Brightfall's darker half, but it's no less important. Justinia realized that if you make a friend of the whores and the barkeeps, you'll always have an ace in the hole. Since you're going to be guarding the kingdom, you should know about its underbelly too. Am I taking you out drinking? I was tempted to. There's a place called the Frothing Mare that I'm particularly fond of. They serve a cup of spice wine that'll knock you on your ass. But I wanted you to remember tonight. So instead, we're going somewhere special. Somewhere Justinia would never dream of bringing her lover. Welcome to the Golden Garden. The best whorehouse that Brightfall has to offer. No need to thank me, yet. Impressive, ain't it? Silken sheets, incense, and women that look like they were pulled out of paintings. The crown takes care of them, keeps them safe, and in return, they keep their tongues loose, as well as their legs. Of course I've been here before. It's not like I was a bleeding heart virgin before I met you. I've enjoyed some of the spices this place has to offer. I've reserved a few of my favorites for us tonight. Medusa has the softest lips. Siren's fingers are to die for. Oh, and you haven't lived until you've had a centaurite drag her cunt across your tongue. You're gonna love it. Huh? Where are they? I asked for them to meet us here just after dusk.
My. What a rare sight this is. Crimson Calandra, standing in my humble abode, sober, clear, and looking like a maiden wrapped around her beau's finger. How remarkable.
Ha ha! Laugh it up, Hera. I didn't pay you a small fortune for you to show me up. I paid for the time of your three best girls. So where are they?
You mean my three beautiful beasts? I gave them the night off.
You what?
I couldn't resist. When you told me that you would be bringing your mystery man for a night of fun, I knew I had to see what kind of creature he was for myself. After all, the streets are flooded with rumors as of late of the man they call the Knight of Brilliant Blue. I see he certainly lives up to the moniker. But how did a stranger earn the body and soul of our very own feared Queen's Guard captain? I thought nothing short of a bull demon would be enough to overpower and satisfy your loins.
Smug bitch! Now you're just pissing me off. Either get your girls or give me back my coin.
Temper, temper, dear. This is a respectable establishment. I'll make sure you both get what you're owed. I just wanted to see what made your lover boy tick. Silly me, where are my manners? Welcome to the Golden Garden, sweet boy. I'm Scheherazade, the madam of this palace of pleasure, your guide to fantasies made flesh. Now then, let me take a good look behind that helmet and look into your eyes. Oh my! How enchanting. Plagued with conflict, yet still shimmering with innocence. Quite the beautiful paradox. I see why Calandra wanted her claws in you so bad. I hope she hasn't scared you into submission. She's a kitten when you strip away her armor.
You want to see my claws, Hera? I'll take them out right here, and you'll see how deep they can cut.
Oh, hush, kitten. I've arranged for something far greater than a romp with my girls. Be thankful. My curiosity has led me to wonder just how able your lover is. So, tonight, You shall experience the unbridled bliss of sharing a bed with me.
What?
Is that despair I hear in your voice, little kitten? Afraid I'll steal your plaything away from you?
One, he's not my plaything, so watch your tongue. Two, I'm shocked that you'd even consider getting back in the game after all this time. Sure, you look good for your age, but after spending so long as a madam, is Scheherazade the Immaculate really ready to indulge in carnal fun with a stranger? I thought you were above such things nowadays.
Like I said, curiosity. It's always been my weakness. Besides, don't tell me you haven't always wanted a taste of me, kitten. I promise you, with my experience, I'm worth more than three girls combined. So, what do you say? And shall we let the night unfold?
Not what I expected, or what I paid for, but it's up to you. Want to fool around and see if we can make the most of it? Don't worry, if she pulls any shady shit, I have a hidden blade on me at all times.
Insulting, but I'll ignore it.
Okay, Hera, let's see what you've got.
Wonderful. This way, please. I reserve the luxury suite in the back. Somewhere where we won't be disturbed. And we can take all the time to let our desires run wild. Here we are, the Golden Garden's prize jewel. Now then, sweet boy, let's get you out of all that armor, one piece at a time.
Don't get too handsy. I'll help.
Such a broad chest. And so many scars. Maybe I should kiss every one of them for luck.
Shit. Keep forgetting how wide your back and shoulders are. Can still see some of the fading love bites I gave you.
Giving me those lips. I want a taste.
Hey, don't suck his face off. You're hogging him too much.
My. Such a prideful and jealous kitten our dear Kalandra is. Perhaps we should let our sweet boy decide which temple to worship in, as it were.
The hell you getting at?
A contest, of course, silly girl. We shall let our shared lover judge whose body, technique, and overall company he prefers.
He's not your lover in any way, shape, or form. But fine. I'm not one to step down from a challenge.
Excellent. Since he's already had a fill of our lips, let's try somewhere further down south. Come, Kalandra. Let us put on quite the show for our little knight. That's much better. I'll start, if you don't mind. Look, sweet boy, the body of the one who was once known as the Immaculate. My hazelnut skin, flawless. My breasts, bountiful. You can bite and suck and squeeze them to your heart's content, and I wouldn't suffer so much as a mark. I can already tell you're eager to taste them. I can spy your sword rising from here. Come on, have a taste.
All right, enough of your sermon. The lamb knows what he likes, and I know for certain that he's addicted to these tits. Large, firm, thick. You could ravish these girls all night long, and I'll still find time to smother them in your face.
Oh. Greedy boy. Squeezing both at once? But that suits me fine. Come here. Fill your mouth with my mounds. Yes. That's it.
Forgot how loud you could be. Once a whore, always a whore, right? Warn me next time you bite my nipples. You bad. Shit, that's the spot.
Well, it's obvious he's having a hard time choosing. In which case, it's time we move on to something with far more entanglement. Lay down, my darling. Let me take care of you. Normally, I'd show off my wide marshmallow ass. Show just how skilled my tongue is. But I might as well show you all at once. And clench the win for this competition before it even starts.
What? This was your stupid idea in the first place.
First rule of becoming the pride of any brothel, always be the one to set the trap. And then, just watch as you lure your prey in. Now, let me just lower myself onto this throbbing fat. Holy fuck. That is a monster of a member you have down there. But no matter. I have pleasured every race. I can conquer a mountain like this. Hold still, sweet boy. This pristine pussy of mine is going to rock your world.
Stupid fat ass. Think you can show me up? Fun's over, you thieving slut.
What are you doing?
It's a competition, ain't it? And I always aim to win. Now come here. Shit, you taste good. That's it, lover boy. Keep thrusting up into her precocious cunt. I'll handle her top half. We'll show her that for all her charm and perfume, she's got nothing on the likes of me and what we share.
That's cheating.
Luring in the prey, right? Now shut up and take it. I've spent good coin on you, so I'm going to enjoy this body until the sun rises.
Careful.
You're both sucking my tits too hard.
I like that look. Means you know your place. Still, better not waste that wagging tongue. I think I'll park this pussy right on your pretty little mouth. Just like this. Oh, that's good. She knows her stuff. Oh, I can feel her reaching in deep with that naughty tongue of hers. Not how I intended our evening to go. But I guess it's better than nothing. Word of warning, though. You'd better not get addicted to this slutty pussy of hers. Remember, you're mine. Good boy. You hear that, Hera? Your game was rigged from the start. My little lamb wasn't gonna abandon me just because of your prize snatch. Aw, don't you look cute? Are you close already? Good. I want you to unleash your load inside her. Fill her up and kiss me while you do. I want you to be focused on me even as you're putting a baby in her belly. I can feel her shaking. Can't tell if she's suffocating between my thighs or she's struggling to take all that cream of yours. She'll be fine. I once saw her get choked out by an orc captain during an orgy. Trust me, this little bitch can take it. Anyway, while you take a moment to recover, there's something I wanted to discuss with you. It's something important. Don't worry about her. There's no place safer to tell a secret than in the company of a paid whore. Ain't that right, Hazelnut? I don't want to dampen the mood, but it's part of the reason I decided to come here tonight. Away from prying eyes. Justinia can't know. Oh, relax. It's not like I'm about to ask you to commit treason. I know there'll be a time where you might have to choose between me and the queen. I'm not stupid. I know how possessive she is. And I know if I keep falling for you as hard as I have, I'll want more. More than what we already have. But that's tomorrow's problem. What I'm asking for you right now is your help on a bloodier matter. I've had word from a few contacts that the Nightfire Ascendancy has been plotting a counterattack. They're a brash bunch and cocky enough to consider they could actually win, which is obviously horseshit. They're a fraction of what they once were, but I'm not worried about an all-out offensive. I'm worried if they sent one of their legendary assassins our way. Brightfall as it is now can outlast any siege. But a single soul who knows how to blend into crowds? They could take Justinia's head before any of us were the wiser. Which is why we're gonna strike first, before they have a chance. I won't let them start another war. Don't ask me for details yet, they're in the works. But I need to know. Are you with me? I knew it. I knew I could count on you. Oh, you're such a good boy. Come on, pull out of her. I need you inside of me right now. Please, 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 I need you so badly. Oh, 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 That's it. Just move up a little and... oh, yes. That's so fucking good. Pull my hair, baby. Ruin this pussy that you love so much.
It appears I underestimated just how feral the kitten has become. I won't make that mistake again. Even if her jealousy made her all the sweeter to taste. I know you felt it too. That connection. I have never had someone inside me feel as good as you. And I'm not just talking about the shape and size of your magnificent cock. It's the way you looked at me. Tasted me. That sweet spot between princess and whore. Just thinking about it, it feels like I've got an ocean between my legs. Which is why I'm telling you this while she's distracted. Don't worry. I'm not going to suggest anything that could hurt her. It's obvious she means a great deal to you. And I'm not foolish enough to make an enemy out of Crimson Calandra. Keep on pounding her pussy and just listen. You should know the power balance in Brightfall is changing. I owe Justinia everything for saving the Golden Garden and my girls from one terrible fate after another. So, I need your help. I can't trust Calandra to handle things as deftly as you. Spank her as if you understand and want to be a part of this. Good boy. Now listen closely. Shadowtown is, shall we say, undergoing new management. There's a group calling themselves the Empty Eyes. I was invited into their collective only 2 moons ago. At first, I thought they were all former whores looking for comfort and fresh work, but there's something amiss. I've been around the powerful and shady all my life, so I know what I felt when I was among them. Magic. Horrible, twisted magic. The kind that I can't deal with. But I also fear this is beyond the Queen's Guard to handle. Justinia is in danger. So, if you care for her, and if you wish to expand this flame between us, come see me again, and we will smother their ploys before they begin.
I'm coming. Oh, shit. I'm coming so hard.
Let's jot this up to a draw. But fear not. The night is young, and I'm sure our night of brilliant blue still has plenty more to offer.
Of course he does. He won't be satisfied yet. Not when he knows how much more I need his touch.
Come here, sweet boy.